If you've been feeling burnt out lately, you are not alone. A recent survey of workers in more than 40 countries found that more than 60% reported they felt burnt out often or very often during the pandemic. Research shows that workplace burnout poses a serious risk to people's mental health. Our Life Kit team looked into this, and NPR's Ritu Chatterjee has some tips on how to know when you're burnt out and what to do about it.
Work was relentless in 2020 for Diane Ravigal. She's an EMT in California.
I work 24-hour shifts, just the way that it falls. I'll work anywhere between 2 to 3 24-hour shifts in a 7-day period.
After an especially busy summer, Ravigal hit a wall.
It was an overwhelming set of feelings where I wasn't making the right decisions. I was beyond exhausted, physically, mentally, emotionally.
Then she began to doubt herself.
I started to question myself, like, man, like, can I do this? Can I do this for the rest of my life? Can I do this every day?
That kind of self-doubt is part of the burnout experience, says psychologist Christina Maslach.
Thinking, what has gone wrong with me? Why am I not good at this? Why can't I handle it?
Maslach is at the University of California, Berkeley, and has studied burnout for decades. She says exhaustion is also a symptom.
You're tired, you can't focus, it's hard to get up in the next morning and go back to work.
Then she says people also start to feel cynical about work.
It's kind of take this job and shove it, you know, sort of thing.
But it can be hard to recognize you're burned out when you're in the middle of it. Dr. Jesse Gold is a psychiatrist at Washington University in St. Louis.
One of the things that I tell people is trying to pause and take almost like an inventory of how you're doing.
If you find yourself feeling exhausted, angry, irritable, or stressed often, chances are you're burnt out. Gold says it can help to check in with your mood multiple times each day.
Well, every time I have a meeting with so-and-so, I feel horrible. And then every time I'm with this person or doing this thing, that's where I find most meaning.
She says find ways to make little changes to your workday to make it less stressful. Maybe skip those meetings you hate. If you can't do that, Gold says, maybe do something you really enjoy right after the meetings.
We can rearrange our day to have some positives with some negatives, so it's not a horrible day of just negative.
This is important, she says, because a lack of control at work is a factor for burnout, as is working too much. So even short bursts of rest can help.
And so taking that 5 minutes in an hour or one day a week to your ability to recuperate is going to be a big part of dealing with that exhaustion.
Dr. Gaurava Agarwal is a psychiatrist and a well-being coach at Northwestern Medicine.
And once we have our tanks refilled a little bit more, we have the ability to face the ongoing stressors moving forward.
And for people working from home right now, Jesse Gold says, have clear boundaries between work and personal life. Wake up at the same time, shower, get dressed, have a clear beginning and end to your workday.
This really allows your brain to think like, this is work, this is life. I can have both and distinguish between the two. And that can allow me to have like enjoyment in my day-to-day life as well.
Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
To hear more about combating burnout, go to npr.org/lifekit.